Well, I think in a democracy, I think we have certain basic expectations. And I think one basic expectation is that we expect politics to be free of corruption. And another second expectation we have is that politics be conducted fairly. And I think what we have in money politics is that is damaging on both fronts. We've got unfairness amongst the political parties. The major parties, the ALP, the coalition parties, they enjoy a disproportionate amount of private money. And not only that, they also benefit from an excessive amount of public funds through, for example, parliamentary entitlements. And what we also see in terms of unfairness is that there's an arms race, an intensifying arms race between the major parties that effectively sets up barriers to entering the elections. So that's on the fairness front. But we also have damage inflicted on the corruption front. We have corruption through undue influence. And what I mean by that is when businesses and individuals can actually secure access simply because they pay money. And we see many examples of this. We see this in Victoria, where we have the Victorian ALP has this outfit called Progressive Business that basically sells access and influence. But we also have corruption that is related to the use of public funds. And again, we don't have to look too hard for this. We've basically got public funds, for example, through government advertising being misused corruptly for party political gain. And we also have, I mean, many people would have received leaflets from their parliamentarians where those leaflets are not meant to be informative, but they're basically election material. And that's through the use of public funds. I think what we need to do is basically have a sort of emphatic repudiation of laissez-faire regulation and laissez-faire attitudes. You know, attitudes that basically says anything goes when it comes to money in politics, where we basically just see money as a means to an end. And what we need, firstly, I think, is really a shift in political culture. We need to develop a set of political ethics that's actually anchored in a very keen appreciation of the dangers that money politics poses to Australian democracy. And alongside that, we actually need more democratic regulation of political money. And there are many facets to this, but the key planks would be stricter regulation of both the flow of money, the political contributions, as well as the expenditure, and also stricter regulation of public funds, including parliamentary entitlements and governmentising. There is a complex relationship between the level of money spent and the level of voter support, because of course we can always. It also depends how the money is spent. You know how leaflets are drawn up, how effective the ads are. But all other things being equal, we know that increased relative spending will tend to increase the level of voter support, and especially when voters are undecided or they're not particularly wedded to any specific party. So it's always an issue, and there's no doubt it's going to be an issue in this particular election.